Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, listeners, and thank you for tuning in to Tiger's Corner Talk Radio, brought to you by Tiger's Lane Enterprises and Blog Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Ms. Stephanie J., the Tiger's Queen. Welcome to Inspiration Tuesday here on Tiger's Corner Talk Radio, where yours truly will give you just a little morsel of motivation and a big bowl of encouragement for the next 15 minutes to get you through the rest of your work week. First, let me start off by saying Happy New Year to all of you. I am hoping, believing, and praying many blessings in God's unmatched favor for you in every single area of your life in 2015. Also, if you noticed, the Tiger's Corner has been recently renamed Tiger's Corner Talk Radio. Why the change, you ask? Well, because 2015 for me and this show is going to be all about new changes for the better and growth and development. And since this is talk radio, I thought, hey, it'd only be fitting to update the name of this show and all that it means. What do you think? So let's go ahead and get started. Since this is a 15-minute broadcast and we only have a few minutes left here, my goal is to just, like I said, give you that encouragement and that extra motivation to get you through the rest of your work week because, let's face it, the weekends are too short and Mondays always seem to be the longest work day of the week. I speak from experience, trust me. Tonight, I just want to encourage you as far as dealing with the managers and the bosses on your job. You know, sometimes whatever position you might have, at your job. Sometimes it can be a thankless job and you can work your hardest and put your best foot forward every day. But there are those times where you just might feel just unappreciated and like your work does not count or that it's not being recognized. And that can sometimes make it a little bit more difficult to get through the rest of your work week, especially when you don't feel appreciated because sometimes you might have a boss that you work for that no matter what goes wrong, even if it's not your fault, somehow it becomes your fault. Trust me, I speak from experience on that as well, and I'm pretty sure many of you who are listening to this broadcast can relate. But I just want to encourage you this evening during Inspiration Tuesday to shake it off. Like the song by Taylor Swift says, shake it off. Sometimes it's easier said than done. But at the end of the day, what else can you do? So tonight, anytime, I want to encourage you that anytime you start to feel unappreciated on your job or like you don't, like you get looked over, like you don't get recognized for the hard work and efforts that you contribute to not just your position at work, but to the company as a whole. Just know that as long as you are putting your best foot forward every single day and you are playing your best game, as I like to say, that's what matters the most. Because trust me, at some point you will be recognized and you will be rewarded by someone that matters. And like I always tell my children, you know, because of course, like a lot of you who have kids, you know, they play sports, and sometimes my youngest son will come home, and if they didn't win their basketball game, he'll be kind of down and depressed about it. And the first thing I ask him, I'll say, well, how was your game? How did you play tonight? Did you play your best game? And I always tell him, you know, sometimes your team might not win the game, but how did you play? Because sometimes that's all that matters is, did you play your best game? Did you play your position to the best of your ability? Did you put your best foot forward? And that's something that I've had to teach myself as well, because I have a day job just like many of you. You know, I used to worry about what was going on around me at my place of employment and what other people were doing and who was getting away with this or who was getting away with that and why did it seem like it was favoritism here, favoritism there. But I had to realize, you know, at the end of the day, I have to worry about myself when it comes to the workplace. And as long as I know that I go there every day and I put my best foot and my best effort forward and I do the best that I can, then it doesn't matter if I get accolades or get recognized for what I do. At the end of the day, all I care about is, am I happy with my performance? And is God pleased with my performance? And I'll tell you, there are so many different ways to be rewarded. You might not get rewarded at your place of employment. You might not even be recognized for all of your hard work at your place of employment. But you know what? You see it and God sees it. And that's what matters the most. And some way, somehow, you will be rewarded for that in the end. And that's how I've learned to get through the hard times and some of the tough days. Even at my place of employment, and I want to encourage you to do the same thing. Worry about how you are playing your position every day. I don't care if you are a hotel housekeeper or a janitor. It doesn't matter. As long as you do the very best that you can, be the best at what it is that you do on your job. Work hard to be the best at what it is that you do, no matter if you get recognized for it or not, because at some point, the recognition will come. Even if it doesn't come from your employer or other people on your job, it will come in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I speak from experience on that as well. Okay? So that's just a little, like I said, more so of inspiration and a big bowl of encouragement that I want to give you to get through the rest of your work week so you can look forward to your weekend and start it all back over again next week. Okay, so this might have seemed like a really short broadcast, but it was meant to do that. This is something that I wanted to start doing every Tuesday, because like I said, sometimes the weekends are too short, and Mondays seem like the longest days of the week. You're already looking forward to Friday on Monday. Trust me, I know. So I just want to, this is something I want to do every Tuesday, just stop for about 15 minutes and get on the air here and just encourage somebody. So whether you're listening live or you're listening to this as an archived episode, please be encouraged. Even if it's just one of you that I touch by saying this, then I've done my job. But be encouraged, be strong, be motivated to go ahead and get through the rest of your work week with your head held high and your spirits high and your attitude great, because sometimes it's not the situation, it's how you handle the situation and how you react to the situation that will determine the outcome. So if you have a great perspective, a great attitude, you try to keep your head held high, sometimes just say, God help me. That'll make your week go a lot faster. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and bring this short broadcast to a close. But tune in this Friday evening, January 16, 2015, for a full 30-minute broadcast of Tigress Corner Talk Radio, where I will probably be joined by one or both of my co-hosts. Thank you so much for joining me this evening, whether you are listening live or as an archived episode listener. Either way, I appreciate your continued support and for continuing to go on this ride with me and this show. More information on this show, or if you would like to follow Tigress Corner Talk Radio, please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Tigress Queen and sign up and click on the follow icon. You can also leave messages for me on my show page, or you may follow me, if you'd like, on Twitter at TigressLane_CEO. And for more information on Tigress Lane Enterprises and for other links that are on my website that leads to other services that Tigress Lane Enterprises has to offer, please visit and browse www.TigressLaneEnterprises.web.com. Again, thanks so much for listening. If you have any show ideas or you would just like to leave a comment about this particular broadcast, leave it on the show page there. Or you can even email me at TigressLaneEnterprises@yahoo.com. I look forward to reading your messages, and I look forward to talking to you on Friday. Until then, go in peace and love. Good night.